Black Mariners. The main image is an original work of art by Roberto Mighty. It shows a sailing vessel close to the North End waterfront at sunset. Other ships and buildings, including the Old North Church, are in the background. Five sailors are shown prominently in the bow of the ship. Three black sailors are pulling on a line. A white mariner is looking at something in the water off the starboard side of the ship, and the fifth sailor is coming down ratlines on the port side. Black mariners spent many years at sea, but men with families often chose to sail on shorter trips along the eastern seaboard. The image captures how multiracial many crews were during the late 1700s and first decades of the 1800s. After slavery was gradually abolished in Massachusetts in the 1780s, African Americans struggled to gain an economic foothold. Work on board ships was one of the few opportunities open to black men. Pay was low, but often equal regardless of race. In the early 1800s, about 20% of black men in Boston were mariners. Beyond serving as crew, black seamen helped fugitives escape slavery by sea. They also served as a vital news network along the Atlantic seaboard between free people of color and the enslaved. In 1829, David Walker published his eloquent, fiery Walker's Appeal in Boston. He called on black people to abolish slavery and seek racial equality. Seamen smuggled the booklet aboard vessels and distributed it in slaveholding states, where it was quickly banned as seditious. Southern states enforced their Negro Seamen Acts, confining black mariners to jail while their vessels were in port to prevent contact with enslaved African Americans. These laws, together with changing hiring practices, reduced the numbers of black mariners. Many who continued to sail were limited to jobs as cooks or stewards. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is the cover of David Walker's Appeal, which galvanized the abolitionist movement. The cover reads, "Walker's Appeal, in four articles, to the colored citizens of the world, but in particular, and very expressly, to those in the United States of America. Written in Boston, in the state of Massachusetts, September 28, 1829. Published Boston, 1830. The second image shows two pages from the 1845 Stimson's Boston Directory. The names of 20 black men who identify themselves as mariners are highlighted. The directory of Boston's residents also shows how people of color were listed separately at the back and how constricted their economic opportunities still were 60 years after slavery ended in Massachusetts. The third image is a section of an 1838 map cropped to show the North End. Stars added to the map show the many places in the North End where black mariners lived from the late 1780s to the 1840s. Dozens lived in homes or boarding houses on Robinson's Alley, now the Paul Revere Mall, Bartlett Street, now Harris Street, and Ann Street, now North Street. The far right image is a copy of a runaway slave ad from the Wilmington Journal, January 1852. The Library of Congress estimates that between 1730 and 1865, more than 200,000 runaway slave ads were published in newspapers. As this ad makes clear, freedom seekers not only escaped enslavement by sea, but some then worked as mariners and tried to assist others fleeing slavery, at great danger to themselves. This ad reads, "Taken up and committed to the jail of New Hanover County as a runaway slave, on the 21st, a Negro man named Samuel Dowler, about 33 years of age, 5 feet 5½ inches high, black complexion and stout built. He came here in a vessel as a seaman from Boston. He says he was born and raised in Halifax, Nova Scotia. The cause of his arrest as a runaway was this. he tried to persuade a stevedore, a slave, to go off in the vessel with him, saying that that was the way he escaped from South Carolina some years ago. The slave gave information, and he was arrested as a runaway. The owner of said Negro is requested to come forward, prove property, pay charges, and take him away, or he will be dealt with as the law directs. Owen Fennell, Sheriff, Wilmington, North Carolina, January 29, 1852.